Okay, Richard Barnes, you've been explaining tonight here at Hankey Hall your role as Boris's eyes and ears in the community. Can you just explain to the uninitiated what you do as a member of the London Assembly and as Deputy Mayor?
Well, I have to be a member of the London Assembly to be appointed as the statutory Deputy Mayor, which means that if anything happens to the Mayor, then the things fall on my shoulders until such time as a successor is elected. My role is, let us call it, social policy across the whole of London, from child poverty to training opportunities, to equalities, community adhesion, and the way in which the boroughs are working together.
One of the issues that came up tonight very strongly was youth violence, and it's something that's very much touched this community in Tabard Gardens from very close experience.
Yeah.
You don't have any powers over education, but you do have powers over the police at City Hall. What are you bringing to that issue?
Well, youth knife crime has fallen some 25% in Southwark this year. And it's quite a significant reduction. And also youth deaths across London have fallen significantly this year. The police are certainly more aware of it. They're working closer with schools. And there is a much more of the disciplinary process to it. What we need is from the education social services side is the prevention issues.
And another question that came up tonight very strongly, this is an area that's surrounded by major regeneration projects, Elephant and Castle, London Bridge, but the communities, the long-established communities here, don't always feel the benefits of those big, glossy projects.
No, but the communities in the Elephant and Castle and London Bridge are.
And the other question is the balance between the regional picture, delivering projects like Crossrail versus allowing councils to determine their own agendas and decide how planning gain money is spent. And also the question of whether Boris's mayoralty in your administration is an outer London administration, or whether areas like this, where Boris didn't necessarily receive much electoral support, will also feel the benefits of this administration.
The criticism of the previous administration was that it was a Zone 1 administration. It ignored the outer London boroughs, and now you're trying to imply that we're an outer London borough. You know, Zones 2 to 6, as against the other. We're a mayoralty for the whole of London, but we are, for the first time, working very closely with the London boroughs, trying to work with them, and not issuing them with instructions and imposition as the previous mayoralty did.